An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion.
Quick, and our guest this morning as our usual on Friday morning is Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief, and you're going to get the treat of an update on what's really going on, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And you must understand the media is controlled. Your reality is being manipulated constantly by the five or six major corporations tie into the Council on Foreign Relations to create reality. Now for the truth. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. That was a great introduction. My topic this week is, in fact, a week of news consolidation and manipulation.
All right. Well, you pick it up. And I didn't know that was the subject, but, of course, that is certainly a recurrent subject that we have to keep bringing out. We have to let people know that their reality is created by the people who control the media. They did this a long time ago. That's how you control a nation. Go ahead.
Well, the world is in turmoil on almost every front, and the media is scrambling to put a positive face on everything. Many, like you and I, are weary of media attempts to wring the highest possible political value out of the falsified killing of Osama bin Laden. The death raid story was convenient, however, in helping the media excuse their total refusal to cover the charges of forgery in the White House birth certificate. The world economic crisis is being compounded by the unsolvable U.S. and European debt problems, and that didn't stop politicians from pontificating about being responsible while excusing away even more deficit spending. In the EU, for example, Greek bonds are nearing default, and everywhere the currency, commodity, and stock markets are gyrating madly as governments and insiders keep changing the rules and the margin requirements. That's how they pulled down the silver price during the bunker hunt days, and they've done it again, changed the margin requirements, which stops a lot of the normal traders who can't handle those requirements. It makes them get out of the market and collapses the price. But it's just pure manipulation, and it's climbing back up again because it is a reflection of the declining value of the dollar. At home, the still declining housing numbers and increasing unemployment continues to betray the ever-optimistic projections of business commentators on television and radio. And in foreign policy, Arab tyrants are digging in their heels, and a new phony peace plan is being readied for Palestine. Meanwhile, Russia and China are starting to challenge NATO as it moves closer to armed intervention in Libya. But take heart, I tell my subscribers, watching how the news is manipulated tells us a lot about where the powers that be are headed. So we got a full plate of news on our schedule, Dr. Stan.
You go for it.
Let me talk first, then, about wringing the most from bin Laden's ghost. Having finally admitted that bin Laden is dead by setting up a bin Laden lookalike for a takedown by a military kill team, the establishment war propaganda machine has a new problem. With Ron Paul and others now saying it's time to pull out of Afghanistan and end our involvement in the Middle East, the powers that be must generate a modified rationale for continuing the phony war on terror. Philip Giraldi commented that the supposed death of bin Laden leaves one feeling a little bit uneasy about where this is all going now that the world's most wanted fugitive is dead. A retrospective look at the 15-year manhunt mounted by the U.S. government estimates that it cost something like $3 to kill this one individual. And, of course, his health problem was actually did him in 10 years ago. And it's been used as a justification ever since. An effort is being made to confirm that bin Laden was still a very dangerous man even after his death, plotting with his associates and coming up with ideas about attacking transportation hubs in the U.S. But there is little to suggest that the aging terrorist was well-positioned to mount any effective operations against anyone. He relied on couriers to communicate his wishes and was not even able to send instructions or advice to his remaining associates in less than a week, hardly qualifying him as a hands-on master of terror. And, of course, we know that this was all trumped up, that, in fact, Osama bin Laden was working for the CIA through an extended relationship with Saudi Arabia. Well, Senator Schumer was busy carrying water for the terror mongers by suggesting a TSA-style watch list and security checks for anyone going on Amtrak. And government lackeys running this shaky remnant of U.S. passenger rail service were all too eager to say, yes, it was needed. Now, this sounds like a setup, stand for a self-fulfilling prophecy. I wouldn't be surprised if the next false flag terror event was staged on an Amtrak train. Buses would be next, except there's so few people who use them, unlike Latin America, where it's a major form of transportation. Well, Schumer is basing his trumped-up risk assessment on the government's claim that the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound was turning up, quote, plans to attack trains in the U.S. Well, how convenient for continuing the big lie of foreign terrorist threats. Remember that if the foreign terror threat was real, we would have had dozens of terrorists crossing the wide-open U.S.-Mexican border every week, committing hundreds of normal and small acts of terror. But instead, all we get is the occasional big terror event like 9/11, which is very suspicious. Well, in short, and I'm sure you'll agree, Stan, we cannot trust what the government is leaking concerning Osama's terrorist plans, supposedly captured in the raid. These are being used to justify anything and everything about the current and future war on terror.
I think it's so interesting. They won't let us talk to Osama bin Laden's wives. Pakistan is hiding the wives away and the daughter away, so we can't talk to them. I mean,
or the supposed daughter.
I've heard a phony story.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Well, it didn't take long for a couple of Republican neocon congressmen to come out against pulling our troops in Afghanistan. There were also high-profile comments by several top American and British generals, including Commander James Bucknell, calling for the British to maintain troops in Afghanistan for years after the 2014 pullout date. Prime Minister Cameron publicly opposes the pullout, or the extension of the pullout, but that's not really his position in reality. He's just pontificating because his constituents want British troops out of Afghanistan. But you can bet there's going to be no significant drawdown of U.S. troops due to the larger war looming in the Middle East in the future. But even completing the Iraqi pullout is in doubt, as Jason Dietz points out. It was just weeks ago that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki absolutely ruled out the continued U.S. presence in the nation beyond December. At the time, Maliki said Iraq didn't need the troops anymore.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, they do not intend to pull our troops out of the Middle East, and I agree totally with Joel. I mean, they keep talking about it. Oh, we're going to get our troops out of Iraq. We're going to get our troops out of Afghanistan. They were put there so that we would have them there in preparation for the coming major war. And any idea that they're all going to come out, they may pull a few more out, but I believe they're going to stay indefinitely. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, as we were talking about, al-Maliki has made these absolute statements that there would be no extension of anything past December for troops. In the wake of his comments, the U.S. continued to press for an answer, ignoring what seemed to be a pretty clear answer that they got from Maliki. It seems his strategy has worked, that al-Maliki has backed off his previous commitments. Now the Iraqi prime minister insists he will not make any decision, but will engage in consultation with other ruling parties until a consensus is reached. So now he's given himself an opening to continue to allow U.S. troops to remain. The Republican leadership joined with the White House in putting forth a new House bill reauthorizing the war on terror with new justifications. Spencer Ackerman comments that Osama bin Laden is dead, 9/11 was 10 years ago, so it's not the most obvious time for a key congressional panel to expand the war on terror. But that's exactly what a section of the fiscal 2012 defense bill proposes to do. The so-called chairman's markup of the bill, currently before the House Armed Services Committee, wants to update the 2001 authorization to use military force to reflect the fact that al-Qaeda of the present day is way different than the organization that attacked the U.S. on 9/11, supposedly under Osama bin Laden. While the original authorization tied the war to those directly responsible for 9/11, which was never proven, you know, al-Qaeda and the Taliban, the new authorization says that authorizes an armed conflict with al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and associated forces as, quote, those entities continue to pose a threat to the U.S. and its citizens. Well, how broad is that? Everybody and anybody can be included. To its supporters, the proposal catches Congress up to the reality of today's war. There aren't many al-Qaeda members in Afghanistan, but the war there rages on. Meanwhile, the Obama administration wages a series of secret wars against al-Qaeda entities in Pakistan and Yemen. And last fall, Representative Buck McKeown, the chairman of the committee, has argued that Congress, which hasn't voted on the war for a decade, needs to go on record approving or disapproving of the 2011-era war. Essentially, this proposal would bring the secret war out from the cold. Well, once again, this is just a major propaganda stunt. No one except for stalwarts like Ron Paul and others will be able to stand up and say, I'm not voting for this war. But hopefully, Ron will get a few more people to go along with it. Also in the defense bill was the adoption of an amendment by Representative Duncan Hunter, Republican of California, that would require all four service chiefs to certify that the don't ask, don't tell change won't hurt troops' ability to fight. The repeal law only requires certification by the president. The chances are pretty good that at least the Marine Commandant will not certify that because he has come publicly out against it, the change away from don't ask, don't tell. Well, I'm going to add a little bit of a controversial subject here. On our own side of the search for what really happened around Osama bin Laden and 9/11, et cetera, Alex Jones came up with several blockbuster interviews with one Dr. Stephen R. Pieżnik, touted as a former Deputy Secretary of State and the greatest insider expert on psychological operations and military intelligence. Now, frankly, I'm skeptical that this guy is really on our side, and I'm going to explain why in this week's World Affairs Brief. First of all, he claims a bit too much and exaggerates his background. He wasn't a Deputy Secretary of State, but rather a senior official at State. That's a catch-all term that can be used by anyone who's been there over 10 years. He hinted to Alex Jones that he was very instrumental in the creation of the U.S. Delta Force. That wasn't true, though he may have had some input into their hostage negotiation techniques, which seems to be his only legitimate use at State. He further claims to have had a major role in dozens of hostage and crisis incidents, including the Hanafi Muslim seizure in Washington, D.C., the TWA Croatian hijacking, the Aldo Moro kidnapping, the JRA hijacking, the PLO hijacking, and many other incidents involving terrorists such as Idi Amin, Muammar Gaddafi, Carlos, FARC, Abu Nidal, and Saddam Hussein. Well, conveniently for Pieżnik, no civilian has any means of checking these claims since they're all classified. But his website is full of little teasers, like masking half of his picture, claiming he has to stay in secret, that give people a sense that he's playing with us or exaggerating. The real truth of his contribution compared to his claims is revealed in his statement that, quote, he developed conflict resolution techniques that were instrumental in saving over 500 hostages in different terrorist episodes. Well, if you put forth negotiating ideas that were used by others, you could possibly claim personal credit for saving 500 people, but that would really be a stretch. There's something promotional about his claims on his website that really bother me. Now, I don't doubt Pieżnik's credentials relative to his book and movie partnership with Tom Clancy, where he made a lot of money. But I do question his claims to have gone from an MD psychiatrist background to the top military and intelligence expert who fed Clancy all his scoops on military technology. That person was, in fact, Stephen Cole on the technology side, not Pieżnik. Second, everything about his background is connected to dealings with globalists. He claims to have been working directly for the president and knows all the neocons personally. He says he's an intelligence operative and did regime change all over the world. Well, Stan, you know, you can't do that and not be a globalist. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and got his start in government by none other than being a protege of Lawrence Eagleburger. He's a globalist. He brags about his close relationships over the years with Henry Kissinger and Brent Scowcroft. He says he's worked with all the major neocons. Now, we may accept the possibility that a person can come out of the bowels of the beast and act as a whistleblower, but this guy gives a fairly uncertain sound. Well, surely he did not object to their policies while in government. He would have long ago been cut off from his insider consulting relationship, which he still claims exists. But you can't both claim to support the views of the right and be a regular guest on Alex Jones and still have access to inside government. These are two worlds that are mutually exclusive. The powers that be can smell a good person just like we can smell a rat. A person who really objects to all that they have done in the past 20 years can't have been blind to all this during his long stay within government. Well, third, he often mentions defending our democracy and doesn't seem to have a clue that this is not the proper political doctrine of the constitutional right, which objects to democracy in principle and asserts that we are a republic. He said he greatly respects George H.W. Bush, who probably touted the New World Order more than any other president. But he objects to his son, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, who he claims are both inept. Well, yes and no. The only thing for sure is that both are puppets of a larger controlling establishment, which he doesn't seem to see. You get the distinct impression from listening to his rapid-fire analysis that he's really is only focusing on the problems of the last two individuals to occupy the White House, and that he doesn't see that this is a systematic government problem that goes back decades, if not centuries, as you have pointed out well in your great book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. He merely complains that this is crony capitalism, which he mentions a lot, but which is not the core problem at all. In short, he doesn't see a globalist conspiracy, only a couple of bad presidents. His favorite president, incredibly, is Eisenhower. So he can't have much understanding of how presidents are manipulated, because Eisenhower certainly was and did some tremendous evil things during World War II, like Operation Keelhaul. And you can't be a real insider on our side and not know that George W. Bush and Barack Obama are not running the show, as he claims, and that things don't change by simply getting rid of them. Also, his solutions about changing the guy at the top are simply useless. Neither does he understand that the problem we have with a dumbed-down populace. He says that, quote, if we had another false flag operation, we'd have a second revolution. Well, that's nonsense. The people are mostly hostile to the concept that the government was responsible for 9/11, let alone rebel at another hyped-up terror event. I mean, look at how they swallowed hook, line, and sinker the supposed death of Osama bin Laden. All of this belies his claim that you don't psyops the American people, is what he said. In fact, the government psyops people all the time, and it works. And as a self-proclaimed expert on psyops, he ought to know this. He also made several not-so-subtle threats to our rogue president, threatening him with regime change via the intelligence community, of which he claims some very close relationship. Look, I know these people in government, and they're almost all yes-men. I'm not buying this hype about either the military or the intel community turning on the president if he pulls another false flag operation. Once again, this shows a lack of understanding about how these operations are pulled off, and an even larger stand, the power of the conspiracy that we're dealing with. His most attractive claim, of course, which is irresistible for believers in conspiracy, is that 9/11 was a false flag operation, which is true. But for such a smart guy, he can't seem to come to any logical conclusion that leads him to suspect that there is systematic evil lurking deep in the government that is capable of doing such an act. To him, this just seems to be something new and disturbing, but without the proper and broader implications of the 9/11 attack, which point to a much larger conspiracy against liberty, his charges, I believe, are shallow. His more tantalizing claim is that 9 years ago he told Alex Jones that a general working for Paul Wolfowitz told him that 9/11 was an inside job. Well, I'm sure there are several insider generals who know what was going on, but what is disturbing is Pieznik's refusal to give us his name. If he's trying to protect his insider relationship with government, he wouldn't be saying this in the first place on the Alex Jones show. In fact, if he said it 9 years ago, the powers that be surely would have heard about it and cut him off from government contacts clear back then. But that doesn't seem to be the case, according to his current claim. So who's he trying to protect? The general? Well, what's more important, the nation he's so concerned about or the general's reputation? The real issue is that naming names would demand answers, and those answers, or questions and answers, would point to a broader, deeper conspiracy, which Pieznik doesn't seem to want to discuss. In fact, he never does. Well, with all this said, some of his specific analysis is true, but his use of it is weak. For example, he says that 80% of CIA are mercenaries and contractors, which is true. But this is not really a problem related to the military-industrial complex, as he claims. It's related to government's attempt to hide the illegal, dirty work that goes on during all administrations and help keep it from the occasional honest military guy who might be disturbed by the evil he sees and be tempted to blow the whistle, as happened a lot during the 1980s when they didn't use vetted contractors. Vetted, in that case, meaning they want people with lack of principles and morals. So had you heard about these interviews with Dr. Stephen Pieznik?
Yes, I have, and I've been questioned, not in much detail or analyzed them as much as you have, but I have that uneasy feeling, why would a member of the Council on Foreign Relations come forward and blow everything? It is conceivable that he really is naive about how this fits together, that nobody, you know, I think there are good people out there who just can't connect the dots. All I can say is that so much of what he says is true, but when you say that, you put your life at risk, your family's life at risk. The people we're dealing with would not hesitate at all simply to snuff his life out tomorrow.
Well, that's right, and remember, he's supposed to have blown the whistle 9 years ago and hadn't had no consequences from it. So I am a little skeptical because, you see, there is... there does seem to be a little bit of disinformation here, and that is the concept that this is just George W. Bush and Barack Obama.
Sure.
There's an implicit denial of a broad-based conspiracy within government, and that all our problems are solved just by getting rid of Obama, and it's not true.
I know. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. And, what he has done is verified what you and I and Alex Jones have been saying, but what is his motive? And we're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, I
appreciate your commentary because I think you've summarized it far better than I have. I've had this uneasy feeling that things were not as they appeared to be, but you've analyzed it so carefully and clearly, as you often do. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. Heed his words. It's a very excellent analysis.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, how they can get your books on the strategic relocation or on the secure home.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people and listeners can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also on my website are a list of the books that I publish. I've long been in the field of high security architecture and design, and one of my specialties is helping people find safe places to relocate around the world, especially if in our battle for liberty we are not successful at stopping the demise of liberty and the powers that be bring war upon us. We need to be prepared to survive that so that we can establish a remnant to reestablish liberty in the aftermath and to work to preserve our liberty, if not nationally, at least in local areas. So I have three major books. One is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. The third edition is out, all new color text and maps, colored maps, and about 3/4% new text, including a new section on foreign retreats and relocation. It's really, frankly, a very high bestseller right now within the preparedness community. My biggest work is The Secure Home. 700 pages, big as a telephone book, everything in security design, remodeling of a home, safe rooms, generators, solar systems, bulletproof walls, windows and doors, everything is covered in that book, and not that everybody needs that, but nevertheless, it's probably the most complete book on security. I also have a plan book for how to do a safe room within a basement called How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. All three of those books can be ordered from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're among our best sellers. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's talk a little bit about politics. Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney, and Ron Paul get a head start in the pack. As I've long predicted, Newt Gingrich is finally ready to make his grand re-entrance to the political stage. He made official this week that knows him already knows that he is running for president. He made it official this week. Newt has always been running for president, of course, just waiting for the right time and for his propaganda machine of nonprofits, political outreach, and near-constant flow of pseudo-conservative books to finally take hold. As I've cautioned in the past, Gingrich is the globalist candidate of choice, the one who will guarantee that a future Republican president will keep on the globalist course. This guy is the ultimate wolf in sheep's clothing, so don't buy anything he says, but expect the mainstream media to give him a lot of positive publicity. For example, Newt Gingrich has a huge skeleton in his closet. 3 years ago, he cut an ad with Nancy Pelosi for Al Gore's climate change group. We ought to hold his feet to the fire on that one. In contrast to the Gingrich media or mainstream reception, Mitt Romney is one the establishment is pulling out all the stops to beat, assuming that they can just ignore Ron Paul. Juana Summers of Politico.com couldn't help but notice the strange coincidence of the flagship conservative business paper coming out and attacking Romney on the eve of Romney's first major political speech. The Wall Street Journal's editorial board is painting Mitt Romney as a compromised and not credible candidate for president, a harsh blow from the conservative mainstay just hours before Romney delivered his major health care speech. The health reform Mr. Romney passed, they said, I'm quoting from the Wall Street Journal, as governor of Massachusetts, was the prototype for President Obama's version and gave national health care a huge political boost. Mr. Romney now claims Obamacare should be repealed, but his failure to explain his own role or admit any errors suggests serious flaws both in his candidacy and as a potential president. Romney is set to address deep-seated conservative skepticism over the state health care law he enacted during a speech in Michigan today, while also outlining his plans to repeal the federal law. His White House hopes could hinge on the satisfactory tightrope he is walking on this issue. Like Obama's reform, Romney Care was predicated on the illusion that insurance would be less expensive if everybody was forced to be covered. Even in this, if this theory were plausible, it is not true in Massachusetts today. For a potential president whose core argument is that he knows how to revive free market economic growth, this amounts to a fatal flaw, says the Wall Street Journal. Well, of course, the Journal is correct in their assessment of Romney's flawed and compromised Massachusetts health care law. Romney is trying to divert attention from his refusal to say, "I was wrong," for backing mandatory participation in Massachusetts health care by offering to sign an executive order upon being elected that gives every state an exemption from the law, essentially nullifying the law without having to go through repeal. But states are just as prone to pass bad forms of health care reform, just like Congress. So this is not a principled approach. And as Political.com pointed out, presidential contender Mitt Romney may strongly support the health law he passed, but he also made some questionable statements about what's actually in it. In his Thursday afternoon speech, Romney said that Massachusetts health care reform, did not include a publicly run insurance, but Massachusetts reform does include a government-administered plan for the poor. Commonwealth Care, which is run by the state agency that oversees the health exchange, is a government solution for the poor. But the fact that the Wall Street Journal is attacking Romney and condemning his suitability as a president has a deeper meaning than specific criticism on health care that they are offering. The Journal should at least be enthused about Romney's business savvy and his potential to turn around the dire fiscal situation the U.S. is facing. But apparently they are willing to toss that aside because they are joining in with the rest of the mainstream press to make sure that this outsider doesn't get inside the White House. I personally have made no secret of my displeasure with Romney for wanting too much to win political office. That always leads to unwise justification of the compromise of in core principles. Romney attempts to justify his past mistakes, or his attempts to do so, only compounds, in my opinion, his unreliability as someone who claims he will rein in big government. I wouldn't even trust Romney to use his business acumen to solve the deficit because he would be too busy pandering to the voters. There are millions of constituents of every government benefit program, and none are willing to sacrifice their benefits for the public good. Worse, few in this country hold to the time-honored principle that it is wrong for government to take from taxpayers and distribute to others. But as for Romney, the bottom line is that the powers that be don't want someone who isn't a true conspirator in government to occupy the White House. And that tells me that they are concerned that he might win. Yet, not being an insider still isn't good enough for me. If elected, he would be much too much like Reagan, with conservative roots, but fairly easily convinced to increase government spending when a crisis arises. That is why I think conservatives ought to become resolute in their determination to put someone in who can't be bought and can't be compromised.
Hold that thought, Joel. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There's a trend underway at America's farms, ranches, and rodeos, and that trend is to Tartar Farm and Ranch, the nation's number one manufacturer of farm and ranch equipment. Tartar offers hundreds of top-quality American-made products for ranchers, ropers, hunters, and every type of farmer, horses, cattle, or goats, for work, for hobby, or both. Visit TartarFarmAndRanch.com for all of our products and a dealer near you. Tartar Farm and Ranch, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the fact that I'm talking really about what the powers that be are trying to do to stop the protest and the growing political avalanche of opposition to Barack Obama. And I think there's several procedures that they're moving them on. One of them is to flood the Republican candidacy for president with just as many people as they can to kind of dilute the message. Part of that target is aimed at Ron Paul. Ron Paul, as I was mentioning, is the only one I believe who can't be bought, can't be compromised, and who will do his utmost to end the Fed. He's the only one that we can trust, and he's got the best shot ever in this election season. But I did cover the fact a couple of weeks ago in the World Affairs Brief that the powers that be are not about to let Ron Paul to gain the public spotlight in a positive way. And one of the things that they're going to do, I believe, is flood the field with candidates so that they'll have an excuse to weed them out before the debate. And they're going to set a percentage of polling support that will exclude Ron Paul with all the rest. I am absolutely certain they intend to stop Ron Paul from getting into the debates this time.
Well, they certainly don't want to get his message out, and that is that one of the major problems we have is the banking system, a banking system established by the private banks to protect the banks and make sure they make their profits. And, of course, in the process, they're going to, if they have a choice between protecting the banks and protecting the value of our money, they'll sacrifice our currency by destroying the currency. They impoverish our people. They can destroy the infrastructure of our nation. The Federal Reserve System is not maintaining a stable currency. That's what they were formed for initially, and now they've expanded their prerogatives. And, oh, we have to have full employment and a stable currency. We have neither one. And that's Ron Paul's message. He's getting that out sound and clear and loud and clear, and that's the one thing they don't want the American people to understand, is the Federal Reserve is the basis of so many of the problems we face today.
Well, in other news, there's a push for federal immigration reform. It's starting all over again. As I've always said, they won't take no for an answer on closing the border. As more and more states pass laws strengthening immigration enforcement on a state level, Arizona, Georgia, and Utah have been the latest. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano started an attack campaign against this movement, saying last Saturday that state legislative initiatives are not the way to address the issue. Predictably, she said, "This is what President Barack Obama has said, and I've been saying, state by state won't cut it." She told the Atlanta Press Club, "It's got to be federal reform of immigration laws or nothing." Well, federal reform means nationwide amnesty. That's what they're hoping for. In fact, state enforcement does help, and that is why she's against it. Next, Obama's handlers sent him to give a speech in El Paso, claiming that the border fence was essentially complete, incredibly. Charles Krauthammer offered this devastating critique. He said, "The El Paso speech featured two other staples, the breathtaking invention and the statistical sleight of hand." He says Obama said the border fence is now basically complete. Complete, he says. There are now 350 miles of pedestrian fencing along the Mexican border. But the border is 1,954 miles long. That's only 18%. And only one-tenth of that 18% is the double and triple fencing that has proved so remarkably effective in, for example, the Yuma sector. Another 299 miles, 15%, are vehicle barriers alone that pedestrians could walk right through. Obama then boasted that on his watch, 31% more drugs had been seized, 64% more weapons, and by the way, he's responsible for shipping most of those weapons across the border, as we found out through the ATF, proof of how he secured the border. And for more proof, he says, apprehension of illegal immigrants is down 40%. Down, indeed, says Obama, that means that fewer people are trying to cross the border. Interesting logic. Seizure of drugs and guns go up, proof of effective border control, and seizures of people go down. Well, that's because the Border Patrol issued a no-arrest policy recently. Just turn them back into Mexico, but don't jail them because they want to show that the number of arrests are going down. I mean, it's just pure manipulation. Up or down, he says it doesn't matter. Whatever the numbers, Obama vindicates himself. You can believe this flimflam, he goes on, or you can believe the Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, the GAO, reported in February that less than half of the border is under operational control of the government, which undermines the entire premise of Obama's charge that he, because of his initiatives, the border is effectively secure. Obama says Republicans who said they supported border reform as long as they got serious about enforcement didn't really mean it. Well, as for illegals benefiting our country, as so many imply, one commentator offered this. Barack Obama wants to grant amnesty to all the illegal immigrants that are already here and put them on a path to citizenship. But the vast majority of illegal immigrants pay no federal or state income tax and never intend to. At the same time, they seem more than happy to take advantage of the free social services and benefits offered them. In fact, stories of how good life in America is just encourages more and more immigrants to come to the United States illegally. We also need immigration levels, he says, that our economy can handle. Right now, our economy is struggling. Millions upon millions of Americans are out of work. 44 million Americans are on food stamps. 47 million are living in poverty. We just can't take in a whole lot of extra workers right now. Well, actually, this thinking is flawed. Staying on welfare is almost always preferable to working for those taking benefits. Only if benefits are cut off will people go to work, those that can work. And even though liberals deny it, the media goes out of its way not to focus on the race of those guilty of crimes. Latinos do represent a high percentage of crimes in areas where they have a large minority status, far higher than the percentage of population they represent. Unfortunately, of course, the courts are intervening to stop state initiatives to control illegal immigration. The most effective enforcement parts of the Arizona and Utah laws were struck down by the courts. But Utah also passed its own local guest worker bill to pacify pro-immigration groups, which has been admitted to be an unconstitutional intrusion. Even the sponsors admitted it was unconstitutional. And yet, the courts haven't moved against this bill. Only the enforcement part will go through.
Hey, we're out of time, Joel. God bless. We got a terrible, terrible problem, but we'll solve it next week. Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, and to put the immigration into its proper perspective, they have an abortion policy in America, a population control agenda, where they've killed 50 to 60 million people who ordinarily would be here working. They have to have open borders and bring in all the illegal immigrants to get them to do the menial jobs. And because basically they've killed off so many of our unborn children. But I guess they can't tell the American people that. Population control is the basis of so many of our problems. And, of course, they certainly point to the fact that, we need these jobs done, and we do need the jobs. But we have a lot of people on welfare. If we cut off welfare, people would go to work. Oh, we can't do that. Why? Because they want those welfare jobs, so those people will vote for the socialists and vote for ever more government. People will always vote for the person who promises to give them the most. The elderly will vote for the politicians who support Social Security and Medicare. The young will vote for the people who promise to give them welfare. And this is the path to destruction. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome. It's happening in America today. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us maintain our 60 outlets every week, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, why then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry. For our provision and protection, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand the spiritual forces at work, to hear my talk on the forbidden secret and the dark secret, and get the syllabuses that go with that. Remember, we're having a conference here in October 23rd, all lined up, great speakers lined up. Hope you'll start making your plans to come on the 23rd of October to the Monterey Bay area for our annual conference. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our other programs on the telephone, on the iPod, on MP3, on archive programs, live programs. It is amazing, you know, what you can do electronically. We also have certainly our shortwave broadcasts as well as the Internet that you can get. But the fact you can just pick up your telephone and dial in and hear our afternoon programs, to me, is truly remarkable. So we hope you'll encourage others to listen, to understand the spiritual forces behind the political and geopolitical forces that work in our society. I hope you enjoy Joel Skousen. I know I always enjoy Joel's commentary. He does an excellent, excellent job. And if you'd like to get his books on the secure home, on strategic relocation, on a secure room in your home, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. But we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if this country doesn't turn back to God, why, God is going to turn against this country. And I tremble when I think about what's going to happen if God brings his vengeance on this nation. We're going to war in the Middle East. It's only a matter of when and how and under what guise. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology.